Yesterday, the Northwest Arkansas Council issued its annual report. The council revealed an updated report on the economic health of the region and an updated blueprint for improvement. The two-part update, according to Nelson Peacock, the president and CEO of the council, is that the region is doing well and has room for getting better.
That's right. I mean, that's what the strategy's all about, is aspiring and doing the work to be one of the best regions in the world. And that's what our members want. It's what people in the region want. And so these are the steps we think that we need to take to get there.
Those steps are outlined in a 37-page development strategy that authors say is intended to help the council and the region target transformational innovation. And those steps, authors say, build on advances made in the last 3 years. Since 2015, the report lists a reduction in unemployment from 4.2% to 2.7%, an 8.5% increase in the average annual wage from just under $46,000 a year to just under $50,000, and an uptick in the percentage of residents with a bachelor's degree or higher from just under 30% 3 years ago to just over 31% right now. But Ted Abernathy, who helped compile the report, says for the region to continue to grow, there has to be more work. He's with the group Economic Leadership LLC. He says one of the most obvious areas of improvements is in middle skills training, skills that require more than a high school degree, but not a college diploma.
A little over half the jobs in America are middle skill jobs. And right now, we don't have half the people with middle skill credentials. And so locally here, you've got a big gap. When we talk to employers, there are job openings everywhere that pay pretty good wages for machinists, for welders, for HVAC, for truck drivers, all of those places that need specialized skills but don't need a four-year college degree. The capacity here is at the community college and at NTI. And how do we make those able to have the world-class nature that the region wants to project?
Abernathy says hitting goals set for middle skills opportunities takes public policy choices and some financial investment. Financial investment is also part of an action plan in the new report regarding research and development at the University of Arkansas. The plan calls for doubling the amount of financial investment for research at the U of A. Abernathy explains the amount spent here, about $145 million in 2016, pales when compared to universities in peer regions. In the Research Triangle in North Carolina, for example, the combined spending at Duke University, the University of North Carolina, and North Carolina State for research is about $2.5 billion. The new report lists the state of Arkansas as 49th in the country in this category. University of Arkansas Chancellor Joseph Steinmetz says the ability to double the investment at the U of A does exist.
Yeah, I think it's a real possibility. I think we've been underperforming in research, and I compare ourselves to like schools with the same number of faculty and the same distribution of having an engineering college and some strong STEM fields, that we should be able to do it. What we don't have is a medical center. And so a lot of dollars that come in are related to health research. But there's no reason that we can't do that kind of research on this campus as well. So I'm very optimistic.
The updated plan for increasing research and development funding at the university calls for a combination of increased federal grant support, business support, and state funding. Ted Abernathy says research funding is a critical driving economic factor and can be a determiner when it comes to attracting and retaining talent for jobs. Chancellor Steinmetz says he sees movement in the right direction. Last year, 9 members of the university faculty were awarded National Science Foundation Early Career Awards for between $500,000 and $850,000.
Well, so what that means is that we're making the right decisions on the talent that we're bringing here as faculty members. So we need that talent, actually, to write proposals that are successful for funding. And so what it means to me is that our colleges and our departments within those colleges are doing a great job hiring the right people.
And Chancellor Steinmetz says expanding money placed into research at the University of Arkansas can reverberate across the state.
It doesn't necessarily only have to be about Northwest Arkansas. In fact, I think we're very sensitive also to the developments that are going on in other places of the state. In fact, one of our main things that we want to accomplish is make sure that the university is a resource everywhere. So I think when they look up here and see what's happening, it's a message that can be delivered to the whole state.
And that dovetails into another call for action included in the new blueprint: better branding of the region as an attractive location for businesses, families, and young, talented workforce. Ted Abernathy, who led the research for the new report, says it takes hard work for a landlocked region in a traditionally poor state to emerge onto a national or global stage.
People on the coast don't know anything but the coast. A few places break out of that a little bit. Maybe Nashville breaks out a little, or the Research Triangle, certainly Austin recently. But Northwest Arkansas Hill has a ways to go. And the branding's not just so you'll feel good about yourself. The branding is so that that young, smart kid growing up in, you know, Phoenix or growing up in upstate New York, when they're considering where they want to bring their talents, where they want to work, where they want to grow their family, one of the places they think about is Northwest Arkansas. So you're branding in order to attract the talent you need to fuel the company growth that's going to sustain you.
Along with the calls for improvement in the report are signs of success. In 2011, the Northwest Arkansas Council identified five other metros as peers: Kansas City, Omaha, Knoxville, Tulsa, and Huntsville, Alabama. 7 years later, Northwest Arkansas ranks better than each of those cities in several categories, including economic strength, future inertia, and talent. Now the council is using a new set of peers: Raleigh, North Carolina, Provo, Utah, Madison, Wisconsin, Des Moines, and the ubiquitous Austin, Texas. Northwest Arkansas slides into the middle of that group in most categories, but is fifth out of six when it comes to workforce talent and innovation and entrepreneurship. Speakers yesterday stressed the region will need to address housing availability and costs in the near future. And Nelson Peacock, president and CEO of the Northwest Arkansas Council, says the organization continues to attempt to find funding for completion of I-49 crossing the Arkansas-Missouri border and continues to try to attract a low-cost carrier to Northwest Arkansas Regional Airport. He says the annual report shows great advances over the past several years, but he says resting is not an option.
Well, I think we need to educate a lot of people about the plan, why we think we need to do it, and why we need to make these investments to strive even further. In a time and a place where everything seems to be going well, you know, we need to convince people that we need to look 5 years beyond to set ourselves up for success in the future. That's what the leaders did a generation ago, and so that's what we need to do now.
At least in the very near future, it appears the area will continue to be one of the fastest-growing metro areas in the country. Just since 2015, the population has increased by 9% to over 537,000 people. That's a growth rate more than six times the rate of the rest of Arkansas. You can find out much more about the Northwest Arkansas Council strategy by following a link at ozarksatlarge.com or by inspecting the website nwacouncil.org.